The university says a 34-year-old Milwaukee County man was harassing people near the UW-Milwaukee Union. Campus police chased the man into the nearby suburb of Shorewood. The suspect used his car to ram a squad car before a 27-year-old campus police officer fired his service revolver and killed the man. University spokesperson Tom Lujak says it's apparently the first time a Milwaukee campus officer has discharged a gun in the line of duty since the police force was created 32 years ago. Lujak says campus police are well trained and certified by the state, and he defends them carrying guns.
We have 30,000 people on campus. We're like a small city. And we're also an urban campus, and we are accessible to anyone. And so our thinking is that it is best to be prepared for any eventuality that might require assistance or support to ensure the safety and security of the people here on the campus.
Lujak says as sworn state officers, the UWM police have arrest powers off campus if they're in pursuit of a suspect. But some student and civil rights groups have occasionally questioned whether campus police should be armed and travel off campus. UW-Milwaukee Student Senate Speaker Sean Fettig says this week's shooting should prompt a new review.
What we're talking about is armed police officers that are walking around, and you know, I mean, we're talking about cowboys basically on campus, and does that put the whole student body at risk?
Fettig says student groups expect to be part of the university's discussion. Police carry guns on almost all of the other UW four-year campuses. Few, if any, shooting incidents have been reported. The local district attorney is investigating the UW-Milwaukee case, and the two campus officers who pursued the suspect have been placed on administrative leave. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.